116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full-time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
500,000 Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Hello, this is Sandra and all you two, going beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
First hard fact of the day, 99 confirmed COVID cases from yesterday. Lagos had 9. So it looks like the third wave is probably over. But please be careful. Remain careful. Don't go out if you can avoid it. And if you must go out, wear your mask. Maintain your distance from people. Wash your hands. Sanitize your hands. And more important than all of these things, get vaccinated. That's our second hard fact of the day. Vaccinations are ongoing. Just go to the primary healthcare center nearest to you for your first dose. But you have to register first. If you are in Lagos, register online first on the NPHCDA website. But for your second dose, you don't need to register. Just go back to where you got the first dose and get your second, because you don't have full protection until you are fully vaccinated. I have a great show lined up for you today, starting with the big three. Let's talk about the ongoing rescue efforts at the Gerrard Street collapse. Then let's talk about the Supreme Court blasting the raid on the Odili residents. And then let's talk about yet another abduction in Abuja, this time at a secondary school staff quarters. Today is Wednesday, which means we'll bring you the glass ceiling. On the glass ceiling, let's talk some more about domestic violence and income. A study in Australia found that when a woman starts making more money than her husband, the likelihood of him physically assaulting her increases. We started this conversation last week, got very interesting calls. Now, we'll look at whether this rings true in our Nigerian experience and what the possible factors could be. It's also Balogun and Broad Day, so we'll talk about unpaid salaries in the informal sector. It's a major problem. SBM Intelligence just conducted a study on it, and we're going to be discussing the findings with SBM Intelligence. Like I always tell you, Balogun and Broad is the realest business show on radio. That's part of why you have made Hard Facts the number one current affairs show in the city. 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. Thank you so much for listening every month. As usual, I have headlines, business and sports updates every hour on the hour. Lagosa is back at 6:15. We also have Let's Talk from Voice of America at 6:30. It's always packed right here on your number one talk station. But right now, let's start with the big three. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos, and these are your hard facts.
This is the big three. On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Should the Las Baca MD have been suspended? The LASBCA MD, should he have been suspended? Is the judiciary under attack from the executive? And is insecurity in Abuja rising? Those are your big three. Lagos, let's talk. Our first story is an update from the Gerrard Street building collapse. The official death toll has risen to at least 24, but also 10 people have been rescued. You know by now that Governor Sanwo-Olu has suspended Gbolohun Aoki, the GM of the Lagos State Building Control Agency. The LASBCA is in charge of making sure that every building constructed in Lagos complies with standards, right? So Governor Sanwo-Olu is suspending Oki pending an investigation into the collapse. But there's another layer to this. And I was talking about this with Vaughn in the newsroom before I got on air. Because remember that Deputy Governor Hamzat said yesterday that the building was approved for 21 stories. And that all the talk about 15 stories was false. Before his suspension, Oki had said the opposite. Oki said that the building was approved for 15 floors only and that the developers had violated that. So now, after that disagreement over the truth, Oki has been suspended.
But Lagosians are asking how this is possible. How is it possible that a deputy governor and the LASBCA general manager have conflicting facts about the building permit? Who is correct? Or are they both wrong? And how can such a discrepancy occur in the aftermath of a building collapse, in the middle of all of this scrutiny? Some Lagosians are calling for the paperwork to be published so that Lagos can independently corroborate what the permit says. But it seems like that may not happen until the probe panel sits. Speaking of which, the governor has said that they're setting that up with immediate effect. You know, he said that, you know, they're immediately going to sit and they're immediately going to start working on stuff.
Professionals in their own right, and you can see the mix of the profession there. There's a town planner, there's a structural engineer, there's an architect, there's a builder, and there are two lawyers. One is a secretary, and one sits, you know, as
Emmanuel, hold on, okay?
Of the panel. I'll be signing an executive order in another 1 hour to give legal backing to their composition so that they can start work immediately and turn out a report not later than 30 days.
Meanwhile, we're getting more information about some of the people who may be trapped in the rubble. The Punch is reporting that Ola Ogunfunwa, an RCCG pastor, was working as a contractor on the site, along with 22 of his staff. We also have, you know, the parents and family members of some of the people who we think are trapped there. And, you know, they're doing all they can to ask people to help them, you know, locate their family members. But let's speak with Emmanuel first. Emmanuel Onwuka is our correspondent who has been on this story since it broke on Monday. Emmanuel, yesterday when we spoke, we were talking about, what's it called now? A command center of sorts, a communication center of sorts, yes. I'm glad that the government listened and they've set that up, yes?
Yes, they did listen.
How's it going?
Yeah, it's been going well. The center was set up this morning, just 30 minutes before the governor arrived this morning. So, yes, the governor listened and, you know, put things in place. And I'm glad the way they put things there. So you have an information desk for journalists and every other person that is interested in any of information. Then you have a desk whereby the families can put in their the profiles and submit pictures of their relatives that they feel are victims of this collapsed building. Then you have a counseling desk, you know, where relatives go and they counsel them, you know, they empathize with them, just like that. Because yesterday we had like two persons collapse here. So they just want to minimize those incidents, and they have these counseling sessions for them, you know, where they can just talk to them, you know, empathize with them, tell them there's still hope, you know, and so on.
It's almost like the government listened to you word for word, because those were some of the things you suggested on the show yesterday. But how are the family members doing today?
They has been good. You know, when the governor came in here today, after he spoke to journalists, he addressed the press, he created time to speak to the family members, which is something they've been craving from day one. So it just looks like the governor listened to our conversation yesterday and started implementing everything that we said yesterday. Because those are the things that we picked out, that nobody addressed the families of these victims. They didn't address them. They just briefed press and then left. And, you know, it got to them. That was why they were agitated yesterday. That was why they felt like they were sidelined, and they started agitating and protesting and saying the work is slow and anything, you know, they could think of at that very point in time, they were saying it out. Why? Because they feel like they were not carried along. But today, everywhere is so quiet. Everybody is just, you know, here patiently waiting. The crowd control measures today is even less than yesterday. Like, you have less policemen doing them, pushing the crowds, you know, away from the road. People just willingly moved to the other side of the road, you know. So there's no agitation in any way since morning that I've been here, which is a very clear difference from what happened here yesterday. I sent videos, I sent pictures of people agitating, people angry, you know, family members really angry, and we're about to take laws into their hands mm-hmm. and start fighting and confronting police officers and soldiers mm-hmm. and army officers here at the site. Mm-hmm. But today has been so quiet mm-hmm. because of the way in which things were handled. So the help desk first, then the governor created the time and answered at least two family members who had questions, mm-hmm. you know, about this the process mm-hmm. of reaching the remains of their loved one, mm-hmm. assessing the remains of their loved one, and mm-hmm. also to know if their relations were among those that are currently being hospitalized. Mm-hmm. So the governor reeled out the name of the 6 persons that are currently receiving treatment that have, you know, spine injury, hip mm-hmm. injuries, and also have one of their, an ankle injury. Mm-hmm. There are about 6 of them. Mm-hmm. The governor called their name, mm-hmm. and the family members are aware, okay, these 6 persons are alive. Mm. Now they are preparing themselves for the next, you know, phase of things that, okay, it might or it might not be. They might not be alive anymore. You know, he gives them a measure of closure. Mm. He gives the family a measure of closure so that they can start preparing their mind towards these things instead of just being left
hoping
there confused,
endlessly,
you know.
But is there? But are the rescuers or the is the command center, NEMA, Red Cross, any other persons who are in charge there? Are they giving us any further indications that they may be able to find a few more people who are still alive?
I didn't get that.
The rescuers, the people who are there, the command center chiefs, NEMA and LASEMA, everyone who's working to rescue people, are they giving any indication that they are hopeful that they will find more people alive?
Actually, no. You see, the governor came in and every information rested in the hands of the governor.
Right.
We've not been able to access the NEMA, Red Cross, ever since. However, you see, to know if there is still hope, mm-hmm. they've been popping in oxygen and spraying water over the debris just to give, you know, that measure of strength to anybody that still
that
be alive.
Still alive. Okay.
So what they're doing is that they're citing the situation of the last building collapse in Lagos, before this one, the last major building collapse in Lagos, mm-hmm. where a 2-year-old child was found like 3 days after.
Yes.
So they're giving that instance to the relative of these victims and telling them that all hope is not lost.
Yeah.
Just keep your calm. Mm-hmm. There's nothing we cannot do. Mm-hmm. We're going into the religious and spiritual side now, but it's required right now because right now it's all on God. Anybody that can come out alive this place is God.
It's going to be a sheer miracle.
Probably just take a job as a pastor or something.
Emmanuel Onwuka, thank you so much for the fantastic work you're doing. Stay safe out there. We'll get in touch again to see how things are going, okay?
Thank you very much, Sandra.
Lagos, let's talk, shall we? That's updates we've brought your way from Gerrard Street. We'll bring you more as we get them. But what do you think about what you've heard Emmanuel say? What do you think about the suspension of Golongo Oki? What do you think about the fact that he and the deputy governor have said conflicting things about the building permit? Women, call me on... Well, that number is still down. Our service providers, please work on this phone as quickly as you can. Thank you very much. You're shutting down 53% of our listeners. Thank you very much. But yes, we have one number for men and women to calling through. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. You can also share your thoughts via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. We're streaming live on Facebook. And if you are watching us right now on Facebook, I'm about to play you something that broke my heart when I watched it the first time.
He come here for visit. Please, for God's sake. He flew to this country on Saturday for a wedding at Abuja. Then he came here to have a meeting with the developer. Please, I need to beg you, please, anybody that find me. Anybody that find me, please help me for God's sake. It's only visit, just yesterday. That is the end of the show. Please go. Nigeria, help me, oh, the whole world, help me, oh. Help me, oh. Help me, oh. It's just my visit, oh. That is the contact address, please. I don't mind to share it to anybody, please. Please have mercy on me. No! Capital, no! It's just a visitor to the developer. That is just all. That is just all. They met in Abuja in the wedding party on Saturday. Developer asked him to come and see the site he's working in. Article, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, you said we show it on the television.
99.3, hello.
Yeah, Auntie Sandra.
Good to have you on the show, sir. What's your name?
Good afternoon. This is Mr. Frank.
Welcome, Mr. Frank.
Yes, I called you, but I heard when a man said that the governor have a listening ear to some people. I like that. That impressed me. And the argument, if the work was approved by 15 stories or 21 stories by the deputy governor and the whatever Bola Hawu, I don't think that the deputy governor will be lying. And we get to know the truth for these two people. And I don't believe that the government will give order. They do this in 15-story building, and an individual will violate it. Even if they are doing it, people are still seeing it, that this thing was approved of 15, and it's 17, 18, 19, 20 now, and government will keep quiet. And Sandra, I don't know if you are getting me.
I'm getting you.
So, because if government give law in this country, or in this state, last time people wanted to protest, they said no. And they bring police, they bring everything to use for to stop that thing. So for them to tell us 15 stories, 21 stories, let them tell us the truth. And the truth now is not what we want. Let God help us. Let those people inside there, let them come alive. If there is any how, because this is getting tired, I am not getting myself. I don't know anybody there, but I'm not getting myself. Because this is shocking everybody. Please. Let them stop lying to us in this country. Let them stop telling us the truth. Nobody will die if you talk the truth. Please.
All right, Frank. Oh, sorry about that. I thought you were done there. Thank you very much for calling us. 99.3, hello.
Hello, yes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Yes, my name is Dari.
Hi, Dari.
Yeah. You know, the guy that is suspended, I think he's supposed to be sacked, supposed to be jailed because... Nigerians, our government officials, they don't value life. They don't value life. Buildings have been collapsing ever since. They've not paid attention to people's life in this country. It's supposed to be jailed because they don't allow people to build. They don't monitor. They don't supervise every project that is being done. The guy's supposed to be jailed. Now, and our governor is, I'm just so sad. I'm so sad, and I pray for every family that have lost their loved ones. I wish them the best. I don't know. I'm sad, actually. I'm very sad. Thank you.
Dari, thank you very much for calling us. 99.3, hello.
Yes, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
Albino.
Albino, welcome.
You know, I was speaking yesterday. I said, if you check very well, you see that one of that place might be a high-profile politician. They don't want to tell us. All they are telling us is just rounding the clock, At the end of the day, you know, Nigeria groups, those grateful. We brought them the group, At the end of the day, they will sweep everything under the carpet. See how people, you check very well now. You see that the people that lost their lives will be more than 100, but they will not tell us. Keep on hiding. Thank you.
All right, Obino, 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Kolawole Banguche.
Welcome.
I'm from Ikoyi, Lagos.
Welcome.
Yes, please. I'd like to join the Sandra show.
Yes, you are live on the show. You're talking to Sandra now.
Oh, Sandra, oh, good to talk to you. I actually was there when the deputy governor was speaking yesterday.
Okay.
I listened to him and I heard everything he said.
Hmm.
And also, too, I heard him say clearly that the state government found some defects on the structure, though it's a 21-story building, as he said.
Hmm.
But I thought it would have been appropriate for them if really they could take down the entire structure instead of correcting a 21-story building while it's still standing. I mean, correcting a 21-story building while it's still standing didn't give you anything. The building should have been taken down entirely and a new structure started from ground. Because ordinarily, if a structure is 15 floors or 16 floors, as the case may be, and they're not trying to correct it, it's what? Some other piling from an existing structure or what? So there seems to be a major hidden some information that we really couldn't get. For the Dabaskar guy, maybe, yeah, he insisted actually that the story, the approved plan was 15 stories. And that seems to be look like for others too. So to make it a uniform building, 15 plus for each of the three, then in 21 story among them sounds a bit awkward. Very good, but I mean, it's so sad. It's so sad. I've been there. I left there about 40 minutes ago, and the story is pathetic.
It is. Thank you so much for calling us. Well, we will wait for the outcome of the probe from the panel that the governor has set up. So we'll wait for the results of that probe, and then, of course, we'll take a look at it. Let's take a break. When we come back, let's move to the invasion of the House of the Odilis. Is the judiciary under attack from the executive? Not to worry, you can still talk about our first story. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's 3:30 right now. You're listening to The Big Three on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Now, of course, the raid on the home of Justice Miriam Dr. Peter Odili is one of the biggest stories this week. And now the Supreme Court has issued a press statement in support of its member justice and criticizing the executive. Let me read some of it. Quote, We are alarmed at the news of the unwarranted and despicable raid on the official residence of one of our senior justices in the Supreme Court, Justice Mary Peter Odili, on Friday, October 29, 2021, in Gestapo Manor, end quote. So the Supreme Court is comparing the actions of the security agencies to Nazi Germany. Let me go on. Quote, the attack unfortunately depicted a gory picture of war by some armed persons suspected to be security operatives representing different agencies of government who seemed to have come to kill and maim their target under the guise of undertaking a search whose warrant was questionable and baseless. We're deeply saddened and taken aback by this uncivilized and shameful show of primitive force on an innocent judicial officer that has so far spent several years of her productive life serving the country she calls her own. We wish to make it abundantly clear that the Nigerian judiciary is the third arm of the government of the Federal Republic of Nigeria and should be respected and treated as such. We have had a full dosage of this fusillade of unwarranted and unprovoked attacks on our judicial officers and even facilities across the country. And we say it loudly now that enough is enough. End quote. Now, I read that and, you know, the question that popped in my head was, well, what does the Supreme Court mean when it says enough is enough? What do they intend to do? And they answered my question in the next part of their press statement. Quote, we are not lying in low on this dehumanizing treatment meted to one of our own. We've commenced a full-scale independent investigation to unravel the true masquerades behind the mystery, as well as the real motives behind the whole imbroglio. Similarly, we call on the Inspector General of Police to rise up to the occasion by carrying out a discreet investigation and make his findings known to the Nigerian public with a view to bringing the perpetrators to justice as quickly as possible. The Nigerian judiciary cannot only bark, but can also bite. End quote. The Supreme Court has come out swinging, looks like. They'll conduct their own probe and they want the IG to do the same. And they're threatening to bite the executive. Now, this is not the first time that we've seen friction between these two branches of government. Back in 2016, if you remember, the SSS raided the homes of various judges, and the judiciary was not pleased at that time as well. Supreme Court seems to view this orderly raid as a continuation of what they call an attack on the judiciary. Do you agree? Do you agree that this is an attack on the judiciary? 0700-993-993-993. Everybody call that number, men and women, because our line for women isn't working at the moment because our service providers, haven't fixed it yet. We do hope that they fix it as soon as possible. But yes, there's WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. You can talk about the first story if you'd prefer. From the first story, we brought you some updates, one of which was the comments from the deputy governor and from Bolongo Oki. So my first question from the first story was what you thought about the suspension of Bolongo Oki. What about the fact that he and the deputy governor have said conflicting things about the building permit? Oki says it was 15 floors. Deputy governor said it was 21 floors. And after that, Oki was suspended. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Again, Obaino.
Oh, again? Okay. How did you do it? Welcome back.
Yes. The attack on the judiciary.
You agree it's an attack on the judiciary?
It has been like that, especially since this government took over. They don't respect judiciary in any way.
Okay.
At all. So, what I'd like to highlight here is this. I don't know who is really in charge of this country, because when something happens, the president will tell you that they are not aware. And somebody somewhere will give that order to go and do that. But the president will deny they don't. You know, I'm saying this now. Last month, are you getting me?
Mm-hmm. Last month?
Yes. They wanted to declare an ambulance a state of emergency. And the presidency denied that they are not aware of it. This one again, and this attack on Adelaide. The presidency has said that they are not here. Amalami is part of that presidency, if I'm not mistaken. So let them do proper investigation to know who is really in charge of this country that give order when the presidency will not be aware. Thank you very much.
All right, Obaino, thanks for calling back. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Charles.
Hi, Charles. Good to have you on the show.
Hello.
Hello, Charles. Good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Sandra, I have another perspective to this.
Okay.
Okay. I want to believe the justices are actually reaping what they have sowed.
Okay.
Because elections are no longer being held in Nigeria. We have justices, courts that are now imposing politicians on Nigerians.
Hmm.
They are the ones supporting these guys to get to government. As a matter of fact, you know how many Nigerians that EFCC goes to their hotel to just open their doors unaware? Innocent people. The judiciary is no longer the hope of Nigerians. So I want to believe the judiciary is now part of executive. They've abandoned Nigerians, and now that this is happening to them, they are shouting left, right, and center. I don't pity them, unfortunately. They're part of the problems we have in Nigeria. And as long as they are still there, this problem will continue. They need to search themselves, too, and do the needful. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling, sir. What's your name?
My name is Darlington.
Darlington, turn your radio off, then continue.
Okay. Is it okay now?
Just turn it off.
Is it okay, Sandra?
Go ahead.
You see,
No. Turn it off. Turn your radio off. I'm going to hang up if you don't turn it off.
Is it okay?
Go ahead.
Sandra,
mm.
You see, in this country,
mm-hmm.
This man, if you dig deep, you discover that Abubakar Malami's heart may be inside this shameless invasion of the Peter Odley's house. Because that Abubakar Malami, he has been a problem in this country. He never knew that he's going to find himself in that position. He never knew. And that's why he has been exhibiting arrogancy. He has been exhibiting all kinds of stupidity.
All right, let's be very careful with our language there. Apologies for that. Let's go to Facebook, where Veronica Aninye says, the LASBCA and all staff connected with approval and site oversee or supervision should be sacked and prosecuted. The owner of the building should also be prosecuted and the land confiscated. The deputy governor, too, should be queried. There's a sharp practice involved here. Veronica, thank you for your message. Kukoyi says, this is a country that there's no consequence for any wrongdoing. Now, like this, we go, they live. Love Agam says, Sandra, because of deception in Lagos State, the blood of innocent citizens will go after the lawlessness. No blood is small in God's eyes as they cry out. All right, Love from Ojodu with that message. OC is calling us. OC, where are you calling us from? Hello, OC? I think your mic is muted, OC. Unmute your mic. Okay, I guess he's not there. Well, he'll call. He'll give us a call back. Let's come back to the phone lines. 99.3, hello? 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 All right, then. 99.3. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
What's your name, sir?
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Engineer Toby.
Welcome, Engineer Toby.
Yeah.
You're live on the show. You're talking to Sandra. Go ahead.
Oh, hello. Oh, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Good to have you on the show.
I'm actually a civil engineer.
Okay.
What happened is that concerning this Lapka GM that was actually suspended. Mm-hmm. My boss was telling me this morning that the owner of the building mm-hmm. is actually a cousin to a very popular politician in Nigeria.
Okay.
And I can tell you that Lagos State, because for the GM to say the building was approved for 15 floors, why Lagos State is now trying to cover it up. I can tell you that Lagos State is trying to cover the owner of the building up. Yeah, I can tell you that.
Do you have proof of this?
Yeah.
Do you have proof that they're trying to cover this up?
No, I'm just saying.
So if you can't prove it, then you can't tell me that they're trying to cover it up.
I can't prove that, but I'm telling you that from a source, that Lagos State is trying to cover up the owner of the building. Yeah.
Well, if you can't prove it, I can't let you repeat it, because that's the thing. You simply have to be able to prove what you're alleging, or, you know, don't say it, at least not in public. You can, you know, talk about it in the house with your friends or over phone calls, but on air with over 1 million Lagosians listening, you can't say something that you cannot prove. If I hook you now, say, oh, yeah, bring proof. Can you bring proof? That's what we try to do on the station. We've got Emma who says, Sandra, this is where the level of corruption in Nigeria is taking us. Suspending the boss is the right decision. In fact, you should be sacked, not suspended. Why I said corruption, it's because these people, when they collect money, they don't go to site supervisors to cross-check what they are using or what they paid for. They only go there and collect money and go back home, nothing else. Emma, thank you for your message. Let's speak with, the call has ended. The call from OC, that is. Okay, we have a message here. I believe Mr. Oki is correct. There's a copy of the approval for, this is a copy of the approval for block A, B, C, and, So this person sent me a very interesting document that has the Lazra number. It has the physical, it's a physical planning permit. It carries the date 9th April 2019. I'm looking at it at the moment, but I'll have to look at it in detail later on. But this is a very interesting document that I'm looking at. All right. Thank you very much for sending it to me. You didn't leave your name, but thank you so much for sending this document my way. I'm going to take a better look at it and distill it into information that I can share. But yeah, more messages here on WhatsApp. We have this one from, you didn't leave your name, but you say that Nigeria is a hypocritical position. What? Or Nigeria as hypothetical position as given by a friend. I don't understand what you're trying to say. but thank you for calling in to say it. 15 or 21 stories, does it really matter? The bottom line is the building was erected with substandard materials out of greed. It's just sad, Yemi says. Yemi, thanks for your message. Let's take another call. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra, how are you?
I'm very well. Good to have you on the show.
Oh, okay. I just want to comment on the Koyu building. I think that the whole building infrastructure in terms of policy in Nigeria needs to be overhauled right now. If you look at the, for example, we're talking about the Koyu now, come to Orchard Road, see what the developers are building there. They block all the canals and turn it to building property. You know, and Lagos State official will come and look at it. They'll just collect money and go. And 5-10 years down the line, you see what will happen there. Come to watch it, you laugh here, G.A.D. the quarter and end. You see what the developers are doing there. Substandard material being used. Look at the way they're building the house. Within 2 months, the house is already standing. You know, that's what you get in Lagos. I think the government should do something about it. That's my contribution. Thank
you. All right. Thank you very much for calling. Now, let me bring you our final story, and then we'll take calls on all three stories that we've taken a look at on the show today. Our final story takes us to Abuja, where there's been yet another school abduction. Yesterday, I told you about a raid on the University of Abuja staff quarters. Now, I'm telling you about a junior secondary school, Yebu, in Kwali Area Council. The gunmen surrounded the school staff quarters. They used sporadic gunfire to keep everyone inside. Then they went in and took the vice principal. Now, as I researched this story, I found out that this was the second kidnapping at an Abuja secondary school in the past 1 week. There was another one at junior secondary school Kweta. And in that one, the vice principal was also taken. In fact, the Abuja chapter of the National Union of Teachers said that gunmen have been targeting their members for kidnapping for a while now. They say they've been writing to the FCT authority and the area councils, but nothing has been done so far. Now, we don't have a clear idea of how widespread this attack on teachers and schools in Abuja is, but we've seen in the past that many radicalized terror groups in the north have targeted education. I mean, Boko Haram sees itself as, you know, the fighter against Western education. They see Western education as its main enemy. That's why you saw things like the Chibok and Bakchi abductions. We've seen the same thing happening over the last couple of years across the Northwest. The question now is that the same thing happening in Abuja? It may be too early to say, but we're going to keep our eye on this. But what I want to ask you, Lagos, is how you see these kidnappings in Abuja. So close to the center of power. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. We've got Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We've got WhatsApp, 080-959-75805. Let's try OC again and see if it works this time. OC, can you hear us? Hello, OC? I think you need to unmute yourself. If you can hear me, unmute yourself.
Okay. Hi, Sandra. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Where are you calling us from?
Canada.
OC, welcome.
Okay. So, first of all, I sent a message yesterday and I did say that the government is to be blamed as regards this. First of all, those in charge of the building project needs to be prosecuted because, I mean, a lot of lives were lost. I would always blame the government. Now, I understand that, you know, people say greed, and yeah, there's a 15-story approved document, and then there's a 21-story approved document, whatever. I would always blame the government. So when you have an agency in charge of inspection, who creates the agency? It's the government. So if you have an approved land for building, we inspect to ensure that, you know, the materials being used are up to standard, the government. Who goes to monitor at different levels to ensure that, you know, what has been approved is being met, the government? Even if the even if the building was sealed and then probably doesn't meet standard, who accepts the bribe for it to proceed? The government. So in total, like, the government has to be blamed. Like, if there was no corruption and if different institutions in government were or are functioning and performing their duties without fear or favor, without considering the principles or who is what and who is not what in the country, I don't think this would have happened. I don't like making comparison with North America, but let's assume it was to be here, and then you're planning to build something like that. First of all, for you to approve the land, you have to be sure that the soil is strong enough to, you know, carry that building. And then the materials, everything has to be. So do we have Standard Organization of Nigeria? Are they really functioning? This is where they come in. Like, they have to ensure that the materials being used are up to standard. Then talk about the contractors. Are they certified? Someone was talking about certification and certification. You know how to do it, or you're certified. But then if certificates were, how would I put it now? If certificates were something to hold on to, then that wouldn't have happened, because the contractor would probably have 10 certificates. But see the mess we're in right now. Unlike here, like, you have to be licensed. And if someone comes to you and say, well, I'm a licensed contractor, you would take him for that. Like, you know, he's really licensed,
he knows what
and
he's doing.
He knows what to do. But if imagine our university system where you can easily sort yourself and get your good grades. So how are we even sure that whoever is in charge of that project has the right knowledge or the wherewithal to, you know, carry out the project? Again, the government, because who gives out the licenses to contractors? Government institutions. So all fingers point back to the government. Government creates policies and they have to follow through. Like, they have to properly implement these things. You don't expect citizens to just wake up and then start behaving normal. No, like, they have to be a working system that forces them to, you know, be normal. Why do you think that the same Nigerians who, or some Nigerians who are we'll try to break the rules back home, and then the moment you find yourself in a system like Canada or the US or the UK, you just adjust. Why? Because systems are in place. So it's not usually about the citizens, about the government. Don't just create policies, but follow through.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Wusi. We appreciate it. We've got Fortune Okolie from Festac Town on WhatsApp, who says, Sandra, what do you expect? Familiarity breeds contempt. Judiciary has made themselves so cheap to the executive. Sandra, what we have is political judiciary, and this is what they will keep on getting until they begin to stand for real justice and not a willing tool to party in power. Fortune Okolie, thank you for your message. This government, right from the onset, had no regard for the judicial arm of government, both national and international. I can recall the case of Sambo Dasuki, where even the ECOWAS court ruled that Dasuki should be released, citing that his fundamental human rights have been trampled upon. But the Nigerian government still did not release, with some instances of DSS raid on some judges some years back, all of this showing the clear attack on the judicial by some power mongers from the corridors of power. You didn't leave your name, but thank you very much for your message. We've got more people who are sending us messages here. Sandra, the contractor handling this Ikoyi project backed out last year due to an alleged compromise of quality. Yes, I've seen that document flying around as well, but we haven't confirmed one way or the other that that document is actually legit. Let's take a look at more messages that we have here. Shem says, I know lots of substandard buildings on this island. I'm still searching for Lagos State contact to report those buildings. I don't mind being a snitch to save lives. I think so. I think if there's a building going up around your vicinity and you think that building is not safe, it's not up to code, the responsible thing is actually to report. Now, of course, when you report, will the agency do what they're supposed to do, or will they get there and collect a bribe? It remains to be seen. Sandra, there's really no proactive nature in most, if not all, of government. Officials reacting all the time is never a solution. Go over all Lagos buildings. They are erected with no supervision. It seems what matters most to them is money. Sit in office and collect money. Go to Okota, Amuwa, Dofing, see how buildings are built on canal ways, and government officials turn blind eyes. Once owner can sort the problem problem solved, not minding of the future. Shame on our government and shame on our corrupt brothers and sisters who are in power. You didn't leave your name, but thank you very much for sending your message in. 99.3, hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, this is Bio.
Bio, you've got 1 minute, 30 seconds.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know how to talk concerning the collapsed building.
Okay.
It's just quite a sad, event. But my take is that that Lagos Building Control Agency needs, if not sacked or if not overhauled, the agency needs to be, cancelled. Try maybe do a kind of nomenclature and that testing materials. I'm giving you a personal experience. You know, their own is just to collect money. I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about. It's just to collect. Once you pay one part of the money to the account, bring another one into their, to whosoever. Then the next day, that red cross or whatever they used to put you out, they come and remove you once you pay the money. And you can imagine, how can they tell us at this point in time that the building was approved for 15 stories and they are going to, you can imagine how many they will need to have taken them, to build from 15 stories to 21 stories. In a high growth, not even Magboro, not even Badag, not even all those, high growth area like that. So it is sad. Thank you, my sister.
Thank you very much for calling us. Ikechukwu, you have to call us back because we are about to take a very quick break, except, of course, your comment will be, less than 30 seconds long. But we have enough time, just enough time, to take messages off of, say, Facebook, for instance. So let me take a look at what's happening on Facebook. John Owoni says, there's more that meets the eye, Sandra. We'll never get the whole truth of this collapse. It still boils down to the premium placed on human lives in this part of the world. Kudos to Nigeria Info for ground reportage. Your man on the ground is doing a great job. Thank you very much. And yes, Emmanuel Otuka is great.
More news and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment.
Lagos, let's hear your thoughts on our three stories. Should LASBCA, the MD, should he have been suspended? Is the judiciary under attack from the executive? And is insecurity in Abuja rising? 0700-993-993-993. After the business news, you and I will have a conversation about wives who start to make more money in the family. Are they more likely to be physically and emotionally abused? There's a report that we'll be looking at from Australia. We looked at it last week, Wednesday. Today, we're going to look at some of the responses we got to that report. Azubike is in Orile. Hi, Azubike.
His Excellency President Sandra Ezekwesili.
Good to have you on the show.
I'm so much excited to have your voice this afternoon.
Thank you for calling.
So, coming to the talking point about the insecurity that is happening in the country, it shows that our president is not much doing what he should be doing as a chief security of the office of the country.
Okay.
How can Abuja, being the seat of power, they will be kidnapping people every year and year, and the president is not making much better effort to quench that kind of criminal act, which means that every citizen in Nigeria here, their life is in danger, which, if Abuja cannot be safe, the other 35 states of the 36 states of the federation are not safe. The president should lift up his chief security officers across the whole 36 states of the different federation to be lift up their security. Not that when they have a crisis, the United States that they are declaring a state of emergency. Look at what is happening to Anambra State now. If you go to Anambra State, it's not like you play, they are fighting war. That is where they are patrolling, shooting everywhere because of the hype-up and the disrupting of the election that is coming. Why Abuja himself is not safe? So President Muhammad Buhari should step up his game and challenge all the whole chief security of office of the security to also do their needful. So this country will be safe. Thank you.
Thank you, Azubike, for calling. We've got 30 seconds. Anonymous, you want to talk to us for 30 seconds?
It's small, but anyway, it's okay. I will talk.
Okay.
I'm a boat driver somewhere in Lekki.
Okay.
I just want to quickly say this. We all should not just put the blame on the man that was sacked, the boss or so.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he is the one that runs the office. And then he says 15-story building was approved.
Mm.
And those builders went and put 21.
Mm.
And the deputy governor is saying 21 is correct, instead of listening to the man in charge.
Mm.
Now, I will blame all of them, including the governor that set them up.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Let's bring you business news. On the other side of business news, we will bring you the glass ceiling. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media.